Blog Talk Radio.
Eradicate from your mind.
All right, true worship.
It's
time to forget about all the trouble the devil's brought in our life. Give it over to God. Yeah. I want you to know right now it's this time.
We gotta give him praise.
Let everybody worship.
Come on.
The Lord.
Let's worship.
Worship. Oh, come on, saints, he's worthy.
Eradicate from your mind.
Everything.
Everything.
All the pain.
All the pain.
Let your troubles make
worthy of the glory,
giving the praise, yeah.
Oh,
together we can, yes, we can.
Oh,
worship
the
Lord. I don't know about you, but it just showed up good to me.
So when your troubles come, just hold on, got some change in hand.
You might have fought some trials. You might have brought some tribulations here this morning. You might be feeling a little weary, but I came to tell you.
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Grace View Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceviewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Grace View Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Welcome again to Passion for Christ. I'm your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Grace View Church of Christ here in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina. And once again, I'm absolutely elated to be with you on this broadcast tonight. Please send a text message or inbox 5 to 10 people right now. Tell them to tune into Passion for Christ. We're going to bless their life for the rest of their life if they apply these principles to their lives. Hope and pray this series has truly blessed you. Tonight is the culmination of the Powerful Principles of Promotion series, and I pray that it's been a blessing to your life. Now we're at the end. Can you see the cinematic imagery as David is getting ready to slay his giant, the Philistine, Goliath from Gath? And I want you to know a powerful principle when you understand that the Lord is going to fight your battles and the Lord is on your side and you believe that you've spoken out of your mouth that the Lord is going to deliver you. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse number 48, here's a powerful principle. Then it happened when the Philistine rose and came and drew near to meet David, that David noticed this, ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine, I find it interesting that a lot of people will run away from the battle line, but when you believe that God is on your side and God is going to give you the victory, you don't run away from the battle line, you run towards the battle line. The Bible notes, notice the Bible says that David ran quickly. And if you truly believe that God is going to give you the victory and God is going to deliver you and God is going to bless you to be victorious, why would you take your time, your sweet time, to run to the battle that you know you're going to get the victory for? The Bible says that David ran quickly. Now notice the accuracy of David. The Bible says in verse number 49, and David put his hand into his bag and took from it a stone and slung it, and struck the Philistine on his forehead, and the stone sank into his forehead, so that he fell on his face to the ground. I find it interesting that David, when he slung that stone into the forehead of the Philistine, that he fell forward instead of backwards. And I think that is very indicative of the kind of accuracy that God would allow you to have. When you just sling a stone, for me, I just truly believe that God can guide our feeble efforts. God can guide the effort that we put forward to be perfect and to be accurate. And it's not because we're so good. It's just that we have so much faith and belief that God is going to give us the victory, that God could aim our efforts in the right direction so that it will be accurate, so that we can accomplish the goal for God, so that God will get all the glory. And then the Bible says in verse number 50, thus David prevailed over the Philistine, watch this, with a sling and a stone, and he struck the Philistine and killed him. Now, if David can win a battle over a 9-foot-9 giant without ever having to use a sword, without ever having any armor, no helmet, none of that stuff, with a sling and a smooth stone, what do you think God could do for you in your battle? It may not even take what everybody else says it takes. God could use the things that you and I are already familiar with to kill our enemies and win our battles against whatever the giant is, whether it's a spiritual giant, a health giant, a medical giant, whatever the giant is, a financial giant, a relationship giant, God can do it. For the Bible says that David prevailed. That word prevail means that he triumphed over the Philistine. And then the Bible says that in verse number 51, that David ran and stood over the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of its sheath and killed him. Watch this. David just was a warrior, because the Bible says, and cut off his head with it. And I thought about that. You know, if David had already won, a lot of times people would just do a victory lap. David ran towards him after he slung that stone. David knew that he had dropped him, but David wanted to make sure that he not only capitalized on the victory, he wanted to let everybody know that God is such a powerful God that God could take a little boy and kill a 9-foot-9 giant. Not only that, cut off his head and bring it back into the town so that everybody can know what God did through this experience with David and this Philistine. Because sometimes God wants everybody to know what he is able to do in circumstances that most people would not believe that God was able to do. And so I find that interesting. And notice what happened in verse number 52. The men of Israel, the men who were scared and afraid to fight the battle, and Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines as far as the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the slain Philistines lay along the way of Shaaraim, even to Gath and Ekron. When you step up to the battle and you do something with God's help, when God delivers you to be victorious of whatever your giant is, do you not know if you could stay faithful and win through God's help, that other people who were previously scared to fight will now gain the courage, will now gain the ability when they see you do it, and now they want to come, and now they want to take part in it because they have gained confidence through your ability to trust God to do something for you that he may have not done for anybody else, and that everybody else was scared before you came on the scene. How many times is it in your life where somebody looked at you and said, you know what, because you did this, I'm going to try this because I just believe if God bless you to do it, that I can do it. And sometimes God has to put us in those positions because he's trying to expose our faith. Sometimes you're in a position simply because God wants to expose your faith. God wants to put you in a position so that you can have faith, and people who have previously not had any faith will see your faith and how God elevated you, and now they believe that they could slay their giant. So not only is your giant about you, it's about all those who see you defeat your giant, and now they can have the faith to defeat their own giants. In God, all right, tonight, I hope and pray that this series has truly blessed your life for the rest of your life. If you apply these principles to your life, don't be scared. Run to the battle. Trust that God can do it. Trust that God could allow you to have the victory. You don't have to fight in the ways that the people in the world fight. We fight in different unconventional ways because we don't trust our human might to defeat our giants. We trust that God is going to allow us to have the kind of accuracy that we need to defeat our giants. And then when we do that, we're going to let everybody know what God did. Don't be afraid to tell people what God did. David was willing to go and cut the man's head off and bring the man's head back into Jerusalem because he wanted everybody to know what God did, not what he did. So sometimes when God bless you to do something wonderful, it's not because you want to let people know that you did it. You just want to let people know what God did. And once they see what God did, then they can believe that they can do it. And the more people who defeat their giants, now God can get more glory. Glory to God on tonight. If you have a prayer request, dial number one right now. We'd love to pray for you. Just state the name and the need of the person to whom you're requesting prayers for. We'd love to pray for you. If you have a giant, let's pray that we can go ahead and give you the courage, confidence, and the ability to know that your giant can be slayed just like David. Please apply these powerful principles of promotion. Thank you for the wonderful way you listen. Dial number one right now. Let us pray for you. God bless you tonight. Ending in 3964, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Yes, good evening. This is Sister Pam, and thank you so much for the message. Asking you all to just pray for my family as a whole, because we do have some giants in our lives, and pray that we will overcome them and that God will defer my daughter Kennedy and her health, as well as my husband and his health, because he's having some issues with his foot, so just continue to pray for him on that behalf. Pray for my daughter, Jayla, too, that she will just continue to put God first in all that she does and stay steadfast and unmovable, as well as the rest of us. Asking you all to pray for me, as well as my mom and my dad, and pray for my children at school. And asking a special prayer for some new converts that have strayed away, and the daughter has been in trouble, and so has the husband of the daughter. I'm sorry, the father of the daughter. So just pray for that family and that we can all reach out to them. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Pam. We'll certainly keep you, your family, and those people in prayer. We thank you for your encouragement tonight. We'll keep you in our continued prayers. Caller ending in 5249. You're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening, Brother Jones. Enjoyed the lesson, and thank you each and every time. You've been a blessing to my family. My brother-in-law lost his battle, so I asked for prayer for my sister that she be able to handle the situation well. Pray for my husband, please, as he's having to go through a lot of tests and everything. Pray for the family as we are praying for you and your family and your church family. And we ask for prayer for the Hagler Street family. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Anderson. It was awesome to see you on yesterday. We'll certainly keep you, your family in prayer, particularly your sister and the Churches of Christ, Hagler Street and those in the area. Thank you, Sister Anderson. Caller ending in 4804, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Hi, good good afternoon, Brother Jones, and thank you for the series, inspiring and helpful. I have a prayer request for one of my superiors. Her sister was scheduled to have brain surgery, but they aborted the surgery at the last minute because pressure was low and hot. But the name is Julie Hogan. Julie Hogan is the name of my superior's sister. Also, I'm anticipating a job change. If you can just pray for me as well. I'm not sure how the Lord is going to direct me, but I'm just moving like Abraham and going someplace and wherever that may be. So I appreciate the prayers and continue the positive, great work you're doing. God bless.
God bless you, Brother Jones. It's good to hear from you from up in Detroit, Michigan, and we thank you for the prayer request. We'll certainly be mindful to keep these people in prayer and you for what God is going to do for you. We thank all of you throughout the country who are listening with us on Passion for Christ. Please invite a few people next week to listen to this brief, short message. I am trying to get these messages below 10 minutes now. So we want to get you in and we want to get you out. I just want to encourage you. But we thank you for listening to the Grace View Church of Christ Ministries. Wherever you are physically throughout the land and country, if you would and could, please bow for a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, O God, we thank you for the victory. We thank you in advance for all that you've done, all that you desire to do. We thank you for this narratological experience with your servant David and the courage that he showed in the faith that he had in you, that he could do something that nobody thought that he could do, including the king himself, Saul. Lord, it's our prayer tonight that you just bless the family of Sister Pam. Be with her daughters, be with her family, be with the new converts, be with her children at school. Give her favor, O God. She'll be mindful to give you the glory, honor, and praise. Bless her family with all the things they stand in need of. Be with Sister Anderson. We thank you for her help, her encouragement, and that you be with her sister as they deal with this bereavement. And, Lord, we just pray that you bless her husband medically and that you allow his health to improve and that whatever the tests come back as, the doctors will be able to do what they need to do to get him in the health that he desires. And we thank you in advance for that. Be with Brother Jones. Lord, we thank you for his labor, his faith. And, Lord, we just pray that you guide him and lead him and direct him to utilize the resources that you've placed around him. We thank you in advance for landing him in the place where you can get all the glory, honor, and praise. We pray tonight for Julie Hogan that you will bless her, Lord, with the things that she stands in need of and that you'll do all that you can, that you're able to do according to your will to bless her and her family. Thank you for all the giants you've allowed us to slay. We pray that you get all the glory, honor, and praise. We pray that we apply these principles to our lives. Lord, we love you. We ask you to forgive us for all that we've done wrong and that we could be strengthened on tonight to do more for you and to labor with love and in faith. It's in Jesus' holy and righteous name we pray. Amen.
Concentrate on the things you learn and obey His best command.
He'll receive you, yeah.
He'll receive you with open arms.
Say the Lord
is there to take your hand.
Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer request to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones. In keeping with the mandate given in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to his disciples by Jesus Christ, we urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.